As we look at the utility tree in a little more depth, notice that edX can serve different localizations to Cave, though edX itself only runs one localization at a time. In this example, 6 localizations are available to be served: AFG, AJK, GUM, HFO, OAX, and TBW. A partial localization was made for TSA, which is why it shows up under configured but not under site. As you might expect, each user has a directory under user, and since user exists in cave config, cave static, and common static, there are actually 3 sets of individual user directories. In other words, in the example here, not only does the A. Anderson directory exist under cave static user, it also exists in cave config user and common static user, and it's automatically created when cave is first run by the A. Anderson user. Because of this complexity in the location of the configuration files, a localization perspective has been created to help manage the AWIPS2 customizations. It hides the details of which files go in which directory. One limitation in the localization perspective is that it's designed to only work with files that configure Cave, so it does not handle files in edX static. But it does handle most types of configuration files in Cave. More details about the localization perspective are presented in the localization perspective overview module.